Positive Involvement: How to Teach Your Child Habits for School Success. Authors Jack and Marcia Youngblood. What does it take to be positively involved in your children's schooling? What does it take to make that difference? When parents are involved, children begin to achieve. They earn higher grades, score higher on standardized tests, and they show positive attitudes and behavior in school and at home. Early teaching. Think back to what you did when you taught your child to walk. Kenneth Blanchard and Spencer Johnson give a great description of this in the 1 Minute Manager. How do you think you teach them to walk? Can you imagine standing a child up and saying, "Walk," and when he falls down, you pick him up and spank him and say, "I told you to walk"? No, you stand the child up, and the first day he wobbles a little bit, and you get all excited and say, he stood, and you hug and kiss the child. The next day he stands for a moment and maybe wobbles a step, and you're all over him with kisses and hugs. Finally, the child, realizing that this is a pretty good deal, starts to wobble his legs more and more until he eventually walks. Encouraging effort. Parents know that when children try again and again, they'll eventually learn. So the parent's whole approach is to encourage the child to make repeated efforts. When parents encourage their children's efforts, they are practicing two basic elements of educational psychology: reinforcement and extinction of behavior. Parents reinforce the behavior they want by giving it their attention. They make extinct the behavior they don't want by giving it no attention. By giving failure no attention, they allow the child to give it no importance. The child is able to forget all about unsuccessful tries and remember only the successful ones. Why hard work is a better goal. If you think back to when you taught your children to walk and talk, you'll remember that you didn't emphasize results. In fact, you ignored all the unsuccessful attempts the child made. Why? Because you knew that if the child kept trying, he would succeed. You knew it would take him a long time. You regarded each step toward learning to walk as part of the child's final success in walking. That's the approach to take with children's schoolwork. You don't want to focus on results or grades. You want to focus on children's making efforts, just as they did in walking and talking. You want to give those efforts your attention and encouragement. Almost all children have enough talent. We think that there are greater differences in people's ability to learn than there actually are. This undercuts the importance of children's making an effort and working hard in school. 90% of students can learn equally if they have a positive environment for learning. The students that could be excluded are the 1-2% whose exceptional gifts allow them to learn very rapidly, and the 2-3% whose severe physical or emotional handicaps keep them from learning. The middle 95% of students become very similar in terms of their measured achievement, learning ability, rate of learning, and motivation for further learning when provided with favorable learning conditions. What does that mean? For parents, it should provide a lot of reassurance, because at the very least, it means that our children have the ability to do well in school. One of the most important things parents can do is to instill in their children the willingness and capability for hard work. Truthfully, one of the most important things parents can do is to hold positive expectations and beliefs about their children, because expectations powerfully shape performance. Habit, the key to motivation. A common way to motivate children to do schoolwork is through rewards and punishment. We offer rewards for good performance, but then we turn the task of doing daily schoolwork over to them. We assume that they're going to do their schoolwork on a daily basis. When we do this, we're not really involved, except to punish them for poor results, because we don't make sure that they do their work. In fact, we usually don't know whether a child is actually doing the work or not until we get a progress report. The parent's task is to lead children to doing daily schoolwork so that working becomes a habit, not a choice. It's that simple. We want children to complete their homework every day until they don't have to think about it, like brushing their teeth. To do that effectively, we have to be clear that this habit is our real goal. This is the essence of the parent's role in motivating children to work hard in school. Making schoolwork the top priority. To make homework a priority for children, parents can help by limiting the number of concerns they raise. You don't want homework buried among a long list of mildly important issues, things like cleaning rooms, washing dishes, etc. If you find yourself raising most, many, or even several of these concerns, remember that although schoolwork is more important than any of them, that may not be clear to children. As children grow older, more and more activities compete with homework for first priority, so making the choice to do schoolwork is even harder for them. You'll find that drawing lines, when necessary, is part of showing children that you care about their schoolwork and about them. It is part of helping them develop the habit of doing their schoolwork. If you're convinced of your role and hold children to their work, they will follow your lead. Independence and incompetence, leading them to independence. Both parents and teachers have a real fixation on or infatuation with independence. Maybe it's because we imagine that competent, confident students are independent early in their school lives. One high school principal of a recognised school of excellence says, "Please accept our congratulations. We know that students can achieve high scholarship only with the active participation and encouragement of their parents." Becoming independent is gradual. Parents first need to lead children to success in their work by guiding them, showing them how to do it, and giving them support. Then, let them move forward toward independence. Ideally, children should gradually take on more and more independence as working becomes habitual, as they become skilled, and as they realise that they can be successful at it. Interest management, liking the work you have to do. Think about your own experiences in school, on the job, and at home. If you like a subject, task, or project, and feel that you're competent in that area, you're much more likely to work well and effectively. With something you don't like and don't think you're good at, you're far more likely to avoid the work and to perform it less competently. The same is true for children. Their performance is powerfully shaped by experiences and how those experiences make them feel. When you try to get your children into the habit of doing homework, you'll find out how important their feelings are. Most children easily ignore work in subjects they don't like. But when students like a subject and feel that they're good at it, they're more likely to work and more likely to do well. So learning to manage their interest in or liking for school subjects, use the same tools recommended for parents to change their beliefs about their children. Visualization, imagination, and self-talk, affirmation. We don't have to leave this to chance. Students can learn to use their imaginations and what they say to themselves to change how they feel about a subject and about their performance in it.